Zach the Hilge Mishnah Vaita Masech the Smura Perik Gimel Mishnah Hey Tmura Sabchar Vahamaiser Uvladan Uvlad Vladan Ad Saif Ha'ilam Hari Elu Kabchar Ukamaiser Ye'achlu B'mumam L'bailam. So now you're telling me I know Ivra also. Well, let's try to explain something over here. What is the din? If I have Bakar or Tzayin, kosher animal, and it gives birth to a male. That's a bchar. It has kedusha. It goes to the kayin. What does the kayin do with it? It depends. If there's no mum, the kayin is marked with on the mizbeach. If it does have a mum, then the kayin can eat it. He doesn't have to redeem it. He just eats it. We're soon going to learn about that in the Mishnah. But it's the kayin and his family. Meiser behema is, I line up my behemas. The 10th one is meiser. And here too. The bailim doesn't go to the kayin, but the bailim. If it doesn't have a mum, they bring it as a carbon. If it does have a mum, the bailim can eat it. Meiser can be eaten by anybody, not necessarily kayhan. So zak the Mishnah. Tumuras habachar. I have a par. I try to substitute with another animal. Now the other animal gets kedusha through tumura or vahamaiser. I have a carbon meiser. And I did tumura. Uvladan. Or the child of the Tamura. Now, in the case of the Bchar, it can only be the child of a Tamura because the Bchar is just a Zachar. So I took a Nekeva and I did Tamura. Now the Nekeva has Kedush as a Bchar and it had a child. By Meiser Grade, it could be the Vlad of the Meiser itself. So Vladan, Uvlad Vladan, their children, next generations, Adsaf Ha'olam, Hari Elu, they are Kibchar. They have the kiddush of Bchar Meiser. If they get a mum, the Bailam can just eat it. But you can't be mark of it as a carb. Ma bin Abchar v'hamaiser lebein kol ha-kadoshim. So what's the difference between a Bchar or Meiser that has a mum or other kadoshim that have a mum? So here's the first difference. Shekol ha-kadoshim in regard to other kadoshim besides Bchar and Meiser nimkarim, they are sold. But itlis, that's the marketplace where they would sell meat, v'nishchatin be'itlis. And they're shechted over there in the regular meat place with all the other meat. So it's not so bekavadik. But we do it anyway. V'nishkolim belitra. Another thing that may not be so bekavadik is that their meat can be sold using the special scale. Literally, litra is a piece of metal or a stone that had a precise weight. You put it on one side of the scale. And the meat on the other side of the scale, so when it was even, you knew how much the meat weighed. And that's how meat was sold. So basically, when it comes to other kadoshim, we're going to sell it in the place and in the way we would sell any piece of meat. Chutz min ha-pchar u min ha-maiser, except for when you have pchar u-maiser that has a mum, remember, if it doesn't have a mum, it goes up on the mizbeach, but if it has a mum, it can't be sold this way. You can't sell it on the meat market, you can't use the regular scale, we approximate how much it's worth. Now, if you're going to sell it in the meat market, you're going to get more money for it. If you use an exact scale, people will be willing to give more money for it. By other kadoshim, we want you to get more money for it, because what are you doing with the money? You're going to buy another carbon. So it's in the interest of Hegdish that you get more money for it. So therefore, it's Kedai to be Mevater a little bit on the way it's sold. It's not going to be sold like a regular piece of meat, but Lemaisa, Hegdish is getting out of it. By a Balmum Bchara Maisa, you're not buying another carbon with it. By a Balmum Bchara, the Kayan eats it. Balmum Maisa, the Bailam eat it. So who's going to gain if you get more out of it? Only the Bailam, not Hegdish. So therefore, we're going to say, look, I don't want you to sell it like a regular piece of meat. It still has more kedusha. There has to be kavod. Vayter says the Mishnah, the second difference is, besides for how you sell it, v'yesh lehen pidyon, ulit meroseyen pidyon. Any other carbon that has a mum, you're paid it, you redeem it, and their tumurais are redeemed. Chutz min ha-bchar ha-maiser. You don't have to redeem it. We're not redeeming it, taking the money, buying another carbon. By a Bchar HaMaisa, you just shecht it and eat it. Third difference is Ubay Mechutz Laretz. All korbanos are brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you can be makavid as a korban in the base of Mikdash. Chutz min apcharim min amaiser. Not pcharim amaiser. If you have a par that's born outside of Eretz Yisrael or a miser animal, our mission says we would rather you don't bring it to Eretz Yisrael to be makavid on the mizbech. Just have to wait for it to get a mum. The shech didn't eat its meat. Now, in Bo, if a pchara, maiser animal, a maiser was brought from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so tmimim yikrivu, if tzaka unblemished, we are makavid as a mizbeach. Vim bali mumen, if they have a mum, yachlu b'mumu l'bayla, but l'chatchila, we don't bring it. Why not? Rav Shimon is going to explain to us why not. Amar Rav Shimon, ma'atam, what's the reason for this? Why don't we bring it from outside of Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, shabchar v'amaiser yeshlem parnasa b'mekayim. If you're going to keep them outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have what to do with it. Just wait for it to get a mum. You can shecht it and eat it. You don't have to redeem it. But in regard to all other karbanos, you can't do this. I just wait for it to get a mum. That doesn't really take off the kedusha. Even if they're going to get a mum, they still remain hegdish. They can't be shechted or eaten until you redeem it. And once they're redeemed, you have to take that money to Yerushalayim and use it to buy another carbon. So lemaisa, you're going to have to wind up bringing a carbon. Either it'll be the carbon itself, or you're going to wait for it to get a mum, redeem it, and then buy a carbon. So I'd rather you bring the carbon itself. But with pcharo maiser from outside of Eretz Yisrael, just wait for it to get a mum, and that's it, and just eat it. The psak halachi, says the Batanura, is that a pchar or maiser that came from chutz la'aretz timimim, without a mum, we are not makriv. And that's because, says the Batanur, the pasik says, v'yachalt l'fnei Hashem l'kechem, the pasik compares the maiser that comes from grain and wine to pchayres. From where you would bring maiser on grain, and that's in Eretz Yisrael, you would bring a pchar, and from a place where you don't bring maiser dagon, you don't bring up the pchar. Maiser Behem is also compared to Maiser Daga. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that Tmuras Apchar and Tmuras Amaiser, you're never makriv. We wait for them to get a mum. Afterwards, they're just eaten. Tmuras Apchar by the Kayhanim, Tmuras Amaiser for the Baal. Same is true with the child of Maiser or the child of Tmuras Maiser. There's no child of Apchar because Apchar is a Zachar, but same would be true for the child of a Tmuras Apchar. And next generations, we're not makar of them, we wait for them to get a mum, and afterwards they are eaten. The vlades of tmuras abchar by the kayin, the vlades of meiser and its tmura by the bailam. Other hegdish that we can't be makar of, we wait for it to get a mum, and we redeem it. You can shecht it in the marketplace and sell it there. You can weigh it in the special scale the way you would do any meat. That's not so the case with bchar and meiser, reason being, because it's a little bit of a bazaar, and you're going to get more money for it if you do it the way you sell other meat. So with other kachim, that the money is going to be used for karbanos, it's in the interest of hegdish. So memela will take a little bazaar for it. By pcharo meiser, where the bailam eat it, so being that hegdish doesn't gain anything out of it, we're going to ask you to treat it with more respect. Don't sell it in the marketplace, a pcharo meiser that has a mum. Don't weigh it the way you would weigh other meat. Sell it at your house, that's all. It's more bekavadik. Now, let's say I'm magdish. Stam with behemoth for the mizbeach, and I look at it and I say, oh, you got a mum. Now it's puzzle. So I redeem it, and with the money I bring another carbon. A pchar, however, you don't redeem. If it gets a mum, the kayan just can sell it. Same is true for miser behemoth that gets a mum. You eat it without a pinion. And just like you don't redeem a pchar or miser that got a mum, the same is true for their tamura. Now, all karbanis, whether it's a karban of a behema or an oif or a mincha, you have to be makabed in the base of Migdash. And you bring them from chutz la'aretz to the base of Migdash. That's not true with a pchar behema. Even though pchar is noeg in chutz la'aretz, but you don't bring it from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you wait for it to get a mum, and it's eaten in chutz la'aretz. You also have to be careful with it. You can't shear its wool, you can't work with it. Lehalacha, we said, if the Bailam do bring it to Eretz Yisrael, we're not makabel it, we're not makrevit, but it's eaten with its mum. That's how the Rambam paskins.